I don't know if you noticed, but this week's GOP debate really clarified a real disagreement over immigration that just might be a hint that even within the Republican Party, longstanding positions might be changing. Donald Trump, you'll recall, invoked Eisenhower's massive deportation programs of the 1950s as justification for his wall on the border idea, while Governor Jeb Bush said times have changed and we can't think of immigration anymore as a reverse D-Day on the banks of the Rio Grande.
12 million illegal immigrants, to send them back, 500,000 a month, is just not possible. And it's not embracing American values. And it would tear communities apart. And it would send a signal that we're not the kind of country that I know America is. And even having this conversation sends a powerful signal. They're doing high fives in the Clinton campaign right now when they hear this.
Common ground between Jeb Bush and the Clinton campaign on immigration? Well, an appeals court, the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans, ruled this week against President Obama's Deferred Action for Parents of Americans, the DAPA program, a way of postponing or avoiding deportations that would break up families of children born here. And that was a lawsuit filed right here in Texas. On Tuesday, the Obama administration asked the Supreme Court to consider the case in its next term. Joining us is Christina Tinson, who's executive director of the Workers Defense Project, right here at KUT Austin. It's great to talk to you in person.
It's great to be here.
So, first of all, we got two races here. We've got the race in the courts to push back on attempts to liberalize immigration policy by the Obama administration. I want you to explain that. But we've also got a political dynamic within the GOP that may presage some real change here, that maybe there's hope down the line legislatively. Let's talk about the court case first.
What happened this week was a real disappointment for the immigrant community. The Fifth Circuit decided to uphold the injunction against DAPA that would have benefited 5 million families, and now their lives continue to hang in limbo, including my own family. You know, my stepmom is undocumented. I have a 6-year-old sister. And every day when she comes home from school, she has to wonder if she's going to find her mom there or not. And that's something that no child should have to go through. You know, we're hopeful that when this goes to the Supreme Court, that it will be ruled in our favor and we will have justice for 5 million immigrant families that have been waiting for years to see movement on immigration reform.
Now, clearly you're an advocate on DAPA, but with that in mind, who would enforce this? In other words, the Fifth Circuit says DAPA is null and void, but does that mean that border agents or ICE agents suddenly start sweeping neighborhoods? They need the president's order to do that, right?
That's right. But the reality is that immigrant families are constantly living in fear. I can't fully explain the frustration and anguish that that decision has had on our community. I can say that out of great suffering comes great determination, and that my family and the immigrant families I work with are going to mark this 1-year anniversary of when DAPA should have been implemented here in Texas by walking for days from an immigrant detention center here in Texas right to the steps of the governor's mansion where this lawsuit originated from our governor, then acting attorney general, to demand that he meet with the parents and children who he is denying the basic right that so many other people take for granted. And that's when you come home at the end of the day, your family's going to be there.
There have been many protests for various other reasons, from detention centers to legislative, state capitals, protesting the consequences of all this limbo. I have a difficult time sorting out the question of Hispanic and Latino lawmakers who describe President Obama in uncharitable terms as the deporter in chief, that he's actually increased the frequency of deportations, yet he's also responsible for DAPA. I would live in fear. I would also live in a sense of confusion. What do you think concretely is going to happen now?
Both political parties in this country understand that they can't take for granted the Latino vote. And when we talk about immigration, we're really also talking about Latinos. We live in a kind of a schizophrenic political time where you can have in the same party someone get up and say, we need to embrace immigrants. And then another candidate get up and call innocent children anchor babies in this country and talk about deporting millions of people.
So what do you think of Jeb Bush saying the other night that it would tear American communities apart to do what Donald Trump is suggesting and some of the other candidates, that it would send a signal that we're not the kind of country that I know America is, and they're doing high fives right now in the Clinton campaign? Do you see changes in traditional Republican intransigence on this, even, dare I say, right here in Texas?
People are playing politics around immigration. The people that propose things like let's deport 11 million people, they're not actually looking for solutions. It's just to get boats. It would take 20 years probably, and we wouldn't even be able to do it. And it would cost billions and billions of dollars. What we're seeing right now is really a fight for how our country's going to look like. And there are some people that want to close the door and think that they can do that as long as possible to not allow Latinos and immigrants to really be part of our country and be part of our democracy. And then there are others that understand that they can't take this community for granted and they can't stop what's going to happen, and that this is country is changing and that they need to embrace that. And so that's the fight you're seeing in the Republican Party and across also the Democratic Party that for years also towed some of the similar line that you see Republicans towing.
But you remind us that as this conversation goes on, your family lives in fear that it may be arguments over votes, but it's fear around your dinner table.
It's fear and children that are growing up in this country. You know, I was preparing a group of children last night that we're going to talk about during this pilgrimage that we're doing where they're walking for days. And I said, you know, imagine what you would want to tell the presidents, people that are running for president, how this is impacting your family. And I had a 12-year-old girl crying, saying that every day she hears on TV that her family is not worth as much, that she doesn't matter, that she's not wanted. And that is the kind of message that we're sending to children in this country.
Christina Zinsun is executive director of the Workers' Defense Project. Christina, thanks so much.
Thank you.